الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم لا يصلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاع أعظمه فطاب من طيبه القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما نضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله كونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل شيء معدن ومعدن التقوى قلوب العارفين وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله عارف بالله رومي of our time شبريز إسلامي مجدد of our time حضرت مولانا شاہ حجی محمد اخضر صاحب ادام اللہ قیودہم حضرت says that before every بیان make مذاکرہ discuss one sunnah of حضرت نبی کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم the sunnahs of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم are really the life wire of this ummah if we bring sunnahs life will come into us if a person is just an example The masala is totally haram, of course, but it's just an example. If a person wants a lion, for example, tattooed on his arm anywhere, and goes to the person with tattoos, and that person makes, pricks the needle, it pains, and he jumps. He says, what are you doing? He says, I'm making the tail of the lion. He says, no, it's too painful. You can't have a lion without the tail. Leave the tail off. Okay? So he pricks him again, and again he jumps in pain. What are you doing now? I'm making the ear of the lion. Now you can't have a lion with one ear. Again, another pricks him. Again he jumps. What are you making that? No, you can't have no ear lion. So in that case, we want to trim our Islam down. Sunnahs are not important. Mustahabbat are not important, nafils are not important, then what Islam are we going to have? Our fajr is too difficult. I can be a Muslim without fajr. Who says if I don't make fajr, I'm not a Muslim? I can be a Muslim without a beard. If I don't keep a beard, too painful, too problematic to keep a beard. So no beard, but I can. Everything I want to subtract, what Islam are we going to have? And a person is in perfection when the lion, everything, the mane, the tails, the ears, all are there. Then you have to go through little pain. So our Islam also, you have to go through little pain, which appears pain, which is not really pain also. This mujahada which is talked about, that is little pain. But that also, Allah, arhamur rahim, akramul akramin. Allah made it so easy. Allah just ordered kunu ma'as-sadiqin. And with the true of Ahlullah, you'll be very comfortable. You'll enjoy. It's no pain. And you won't even feel. And it will be rubbing off onto you. And that whole lifestyle will come onto you. So it's not really painful to make that. Dying is painful, but this mujahada, the nafs feels it difficult. From outside, if you look at it, it's hard, it's difficult, giving up of gunas, my desires, all my way of life, I must give it up, very difficult. That's we looking at it from outside. Just come inside, and you'll see a complete different picture. I'll just mention one incident which comes to mind. One student of ours was studying in, he was from Burundi, local black student, and towards the end of his studies, he narrated to me his whole incident. He was a non-Muslim, a Christian, and very Orthodox Roman Catholic. His family, he was going to school in Burundi on a Thursday morning, and there was a jamaat from Mauritius. And they met him, they explained to him about Islam and that. The minute they spoke about Islam, he got a shock. Because he said they were indoctrinated in the church that Muslims are cannibals, man-eaters. And they take them to the masjid and eat them there. And when they spoke about Islam and going to the masjid, he said, I got a shock. They are in danger, I am in rape. These people when they take me to the masjid, they eat me up a line. He cut a line from there. But at least Hidayat was met. After school he was returning again, they met him. And they knew French also, their French is spoken, and they knew the Bible references. And till today, the Quran has, the Bible has got enough references to guide a Christian to Islam. The Hindus' Ved has got enough references from their kitab to guide them towards Islam. So they refer to these verses of the Bible to him, and it is, you can see for yourself what your own Bible is saying. So he noted it, he went home, and his mother got a shock of her life that my son today is not doing homework, he's only sitting with the Bible. She got very happy that he has become now very pious, he's just sitting with the Bible. But he was checking all those references, he saw Abba, Sahih, what they told them, and all those references are there about the coming of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of making namaz, how we make namaz, of making wuzu, how we make wuzu, all those references in the changed Bible of today, those references are still there. So Islam came into his heart. The next morning, he went again, and he thought, let me be just, this is what I wanted, why this story came to mind. Let me see these people, what they're doing. He went to the masjid. From the outside, his mind was, these are cannibals and they eat people in the masjid and there. But now when he went and peed, they were having breakfast. So they saw him, they called him in. Now he saw from inside. Okay. And today everywhere in South America, how many people told us from the media, newspaper, TV, what impression we have of Islam, that this is, these are terrorists, they are manslaughterers, they only know violence, they only know fighting. But when we meet them, we don't find people more pleasant than these people, more peace-loving than these people. They're so kind, peace-loving. They were Muslim, there is no liquor, there is no alcohol, there is no drugs, if you have a good Muslim society. How peace-loving they are. And our society, they say, you know what vulgarity and what evil carries on. These are peace-loving people. So looking at it from outside is different, and looking at it from inside is different. I'll just complete that story. So then they invited him, he accepted, he had breakfast. Then Alhamdulillah, he accepted Islam also, and he stayed with them the whole day. His normal time of going to school, home, he went back home again. When he went home, and he told them when he accepted Islam, don't let my mother know, very staunch she is, and she won't be able to accept him. But little children in a village, this news spreads very fast. Her mother, his mother knew already. When he got home, his mother asked him, from where you come? He said, from school. She said, no, you lie. You know, it is my time, every time. I was at school. After a little while, then he admitted, yes, I was in the masjid, I accepted Islam. She became so angry, started swearing, abusing him, chased him out of the house. He went out, he took a few steps, he said, then the thought came to me, for one religion, I must lose my mother. I can't do that. Mother is very important. I can't lose my mother. So he came back, he said, I didn't say a Christian, but I'll have my mother. As he came close to the gate, his sister saw him. She told the mother, he's coming back. She came and she started swearing again. All that swearing convinced him now. I must go and I must stay as a Muslim. Right. He went to the masjid, Then mom told him, from today you, my son, don't worry, I'll look after you, I'll provide for you. He said that the Jamaat was going to Congo for 40 days, so he joined the Jamaat. And then, that was the time when all the genocide was taking place between the Tutsi and the other group, the French terrible. In that, his father got killed, his three brothers got killed. There were a family of 10. Then he came back after all that, he came to Darwin to settle. And then he says they were a wealthy family, he should go home every year, also Ramzan. And every Ramzan, he brought up to 20, 40, 60 families into the fold of his mother. And then about the third Ramzan or so, his mother also accepted Islam. But she told, I accept Islam, but my whiskey, I can't drink it. My whiskey I have to have. So mashallah, Allah gave him hikmat. He said, make tawbah istighfar if you have to have it. But realize it's wrong you do it and ask Allah for forgiveness. He said, when I reached Azad, when her phone came, I gave up my whiskey. So in this way, so looking at things from outside is different from inside. Khanta, tasawwur, looking at from outside, very dry, you know, enjoyment. Wrong kurta, buzuz, all the time, zikr, tilawat, no fun, no enjoyment. We're looking for all the nightlife and all the other, but wallah, whoever came in can't go out. The enjoyment you get in here, and your buzurgan is in, you don't need no TV, you don't need no other enjoyment, no music, no nothing. What enjoyment you get here? Just, I remember now, a French model, about 6 weeks ago, maybe 8 weeks now, she was modeling and she went off the radar. She was no more in the limelight for about 2-3 years. Then she came back with niqab also. And then they interviewed her. In that she said, we are in the limelight. We, the people are screaming at us and they are proud and shouting and applauding us. And the money that we make, one show, how much money don't we make? But when we are on our own, there is nobody more depressed than us. There is nobody who has got boredom and suicide that we think of. Terrible life we have. So when she was in one of that conditions, her friend was a Muslim, also model and all that, but she used to make namaz. She said, I'm going to pray. So she said, take me with to pray. She didn't know Islam or but just pray. She was a Muslim and she made namaz and she said, now she followed her. She hasn't accepted Islam still. She was just following her actions in prayer. She said, when I put my head in sajda, my head in front of my Creator, what joy I got never ever in my life. All the joy together of being on the stage and all the people screaming and applauding and all that. What joy I got in that one sajda, I never got. And there she accepted Islam. So from the outside you see Islam, oh, 5 times a day you must pray. Fajr, now in summer, so early. Rose, I must get up, of course, 2 weeks in. Oh, very hard life, very difficult. But just come in. And then you see you can't go out. So what enjoyment Allah has given in Islam, wallah. And this is the outward amal, is the inside amal come. On that now, God is going a bit offline. Maulana said, if you go a few degrees off, you won't die, but he's still he's coaching me. So anyway, when we were in Jamaat in about the 70s in Raigi, there was a French priest who had accepted Islam. Abdul Rahim, something was his name, over 70 years old. And he gave us 3 advice. He was, while he was a priest, he had built a masjid for the Muslims. So much he loved Islam and that. And, but when he gave them the keys, they started fighting who's going to be president, who's going to be secretary. He took the keys back. He said, I didn't give you the masjid to come fight here. Because you are in your worship, how you make it, how I love it, that's why I gave it. So anyway, he gave us 3 advices, wonderful advices. One, he said, that your adhans never give them up. He says, you people take it for granted. But for us as Christians and those whose hearts are open, he says, you can't imagine what a magical effect it has on us. The adhan Allah has given us, Allahu Akbar. When the hadith itself says, Allahumma Rabba, hadhihi da'wati dhamma, it's da'wati dhamma adhan. What a beautiful. And therefore, it is not jais to give adhan in Durban. Nobody understands Arabic, so we say, no, I must give it in English in Durban. No, you can't. In the Arabic, what magic
He's just using the word magic. It's miracle water, karamat water Allah has kept.
You can't be magic.
The second thing he told, that your namazes that you make at the roadside, at the airport, at the filling station, wherever it is, your postures of namaz, he says, you don't realize, but what an effect it has on us as the Christians. Like this girl that once sajda, what an effect it had on her. Today we are, many of us are very happy and proudly we say, we got it right at the airport, we got the facility for namaz. Actually what it is, they are happy to give you that facility. So that your da'wah of Islam must be hidden away.
We do it in a closed room. When it is done,
we cannot imagine more military discipline, more than namaz.
There is no military discipline in the world.
Two friends were watching TV live in America, Muslim and non-Muslim. And it was near Hajjah. So the Muslim friend told the non-Muslim that it's prayer time. Within another 2-3 minutes will be prayer time. And the TV is focusing on all the different places. And we know how everyone sits in the Haram before Namaz. Somebody's legs are stretched out that side. Somebody is lying down. So how everyone is carefree. And he says now they have to perform the prayers. And the steps have to be 100% straight. So what do you think? How long would it take to straighten the steps? So he says, he took about 15 minutes. He says, remember, there is the basement, then there is the ground floor, the first floor, on top also, everywhere. And he said, I think about 45 minutes, 1 hour was required. And the next day, Imam stood up, Safu, Sufu, Fakum, Fa'inna Taswiyata, Sufu, Mini, Qamati, Salah, make yourself straight. Immediately, his steps became straight.
He accepted Islam.
This da'wah of Islam, if we make namaz at the airport, when Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri, rahmatullah, came around about 65,
old Johannesburg, that's what it was,
and there were a lot of people went,
that time, say about 200 or something, and Maghrib namaz we made at the airport.
The whole, everyone was amazed. One imam, yeah, we're doing it 5 times a day, we don't realize.
Allahu Akbar,
everyone can be the richest man, the poor, the man who is so strong, and the man who is so weak,
everyone.
The man perhaps doesn't like Imam Sahib also, but he also has to
comply.
Imam Sahib goes in ruku, he has to all go in ruku.
In sajda, everything,
what discipline has been taught.
And if we can make our namaz not a customary virtual thing,
learn discipline for your whole life.
And bring discipline in your life. Namaz teaches us more than military discipline.
Bring that discipline in your, and if your life gets disciplined,
many wuzurs have said, tarbiyat, what is tarbiyat Islam?
To become disciplined. Today, because we're not disciplined, so many things of ours go haywire. If a person can become disciplined in everything, and namaz is full discipline from start to end. So this namaz has got great, great effect.
Once when Hadrat Damat Barakatim was here, Hadrat was in Niger, I also went, and when I was returning home, Maghrib namaz I had to make on the way. So at the filling station, I parked one side, and next to the car I made my Maghrib. Then the petrol attendant came to me and he asked me, what were you doing? He said, I was praying. He said, but that's wonderful. That kneeling, that bowing. He said, from tonight, every night I'm going to do this.
We don't understand what Allah has given us. What treasure. Today you have a property.
5 properties. You have a supermarket. You have this. Oh, I bet.
Then ask what Allah has given every individual. Allahu Akbar. On your computer, you can make connection. Your cell phone, you can speak to somebody in Australia now, somebody in Thailand, anywhere in the world. Computer, what and what you can go.
And with your namaz, with lifting your hands, you make La ilaha illallah.
Laysa laha hijab dun Allah.
Where is your connection by the arsh of Allah?
Before that words are out of your mouth,
if the reality comes, zikr is not just a formality. If you hear it, if you learn,
Shaykh Damat Barakatim says, zikr has to be learned.
Many of us will just make zikr. But zikr, learn.
And zikr, Hadrat says, 2 main conditions.
One is regularity, punctuality. That also we don't.
and how we bluff ourselves. We make 2 days zikr, we phone chat, alhamdulillah. I'm very regular in my zikr. After that, 2 or 3 weeks, no zikr. 2 months, no zikr. Again, we make 2 or 3 days, again, now we, in between, we don't phone chat. Now and again, we make, alhamdulillah, look how I'm enjoying my zikr. Alhamdulillah. So, Shaykh, we get bluffed very easily. So many things which we are not doing, but we are deceiving ourselves. We are thinking we are doing it. Our sifs are not straight. Just see our sifs, which is such an important thing. Our sifs, but we all will be happy we are making straight sifs. If we have to ask ourselves, no, we are particular. But just check up, you'll see our sifs are not straight. Before eating, no bismillah, generally. Which we forgot, we forget it, but everyone takes it for granted. I read bismillah. One friend of ours, Kali Yaqub in Dubai, very good friend, and his little family also just said, and very hospitable. On his dasturkhan, there aren't less than 10 alis on every meal. And Friday, 50, 60, and himself personally, he cooks and feeds them. But he's very outspoken also, very jolly also. So he says, I see that this alis, nobody reads bismillah. And during meals, nobody reads Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shuk, alhamdulillah. In fact, I see what our friends also, people entertain us, Allah jidda jazaat khair, they go out of the way, they bring the food in the platters. Nobody even looks up to help the person put the setter down or make some place. The amount of interest we got in eating food. Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib rahmatullah used to say, we can have that shock in our namaz. That how much we got interest in the food when we eat. If we can have little bit of that in our namaz, what won't our namaz do? So much. So he said, I see nobody did Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr also. So he said, I tell them, if you don't like my food, read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. But read something, not reading anything. And really take notice, after meals, you'll see nobody reads alhamdulillah illadhi atamana. Or even you've got a nice big stomach like mine, just got there, alhamdulillah. Shukar alhamdulillah. Nothing, we don't make shukar to Allah ta'ala. But Allah ta'ala, so many favors. So anyway, our namazes, and so zikr, Hadrat says, one is regularity, the other, ashatana zikr. Make zikr with love of Allah. Your wife's name, for example, is Fatima, and you want to make love to her, and you read Tasbih 100 times, Fatima, 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 and you'll do 1 step. But tell her 1 time, Fatima, and see what the difference is. She can be so angry with you also. She's pouring, raining down on you, say, Fatima, and she'll melt immediately. So take Allah's name. One is to complete numbers, Allah, 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 and Allah. Take it with help, and then the tears come out of the eyes, and wallah, and nazar wo hai jo is kaun aur makan se paar ho jao. That is connection with Allah, that you know nothing can limit it. Because, lekin wo jab rukh-e taaba par pare, to bekaar ho jaye. Because directly, la ilaha illallah, laysa laha hijab min Allah. So if our namaz is the third thing, he said, you are dressing. We don't realize this dressing, but it has got a fantastic effect on the non-Muslim, especially on Christian people, those who are Christian conscious. They got God, they are God-loving people, those who are really conscious. And one time, when we were students, we went to one church. We had all different interests when we were young. We saw that priest, nice, long, big, white beard. And he was in prayer for about 3 or 4 hours meditation. They have got this, the Quran Sharif says that you will find the Nasara, that they are more, that they have got a lot of love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They have got that thing within them. That is why Najashi was so happy. He said, there is the same source of where the Wahid came to Isa alayhi salam, and they thought it's the same source there. So this dressing, it has a great effect on them. When I returned from India, that was now about 50 years ago or so. So for the family, she also, and I also didn't want to keep her worker. So in those days, few people, washing machines were not common, dishwashers were even less common. But to make her work lighter, I went to go and buy one. It was a Friday morning and I hadn't still taken my bath, I didn't change my clothes. When you change bath, when you shine a bit. But this used to, it wasn't like that. And there were church ladies were in that shop, elderly. So when I went in, actually they were making tawaf around me. I said, what dressings? How beautiful, what an appeal this dressing has got. We don't realize it. These things have got a great, great attraction. So look at Islam from inside and then see it differently. And this reality, not this, that we are living like zombies, just dressing like this, living our lives, namazes, bring consciousness into our deen and see what a pleasure Allah has given us. So anyway, all the sunnahs, and what greater attraction can there be in the world than the sunnahs of the Messiah? Really, if we bring sunnahs in our life, in essence, there is no greater attraction. At the moment, I can assure you, the people of the world, all this hostilities against Islam and all these cartoons and all these things, for what? Because the way Islam is spreading, these things are attracting people. They want to try and deter people from Islam. But Allah's system works, and what, as much as they try and distract people from Islam, people are getting more attracted to Islam. So this is all the way of life of Islam and the sunnah of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullah alayhi used to say, one sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, in namaz, when we had tahiyya, shahadu an la ilaha illallah, you love your Nabi's one finger split the moon into. Yes, sitting, being on farsh, on the earth, from here with that one finger. So you're picking up that finger, you are making sunnah, you want power. But the power is not shown every day. Bombs are not thrown every day on Hiroshima. When once bomb was thrown, people saw what was the power of the bombs. So this powers are not shown always. But there is these powers in every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every act of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do it with the niyat of sunnah. Wallah, what an attraction, what solace and comfort to the heart. Nothing can be more greater. So one sunnah for this occasion, the sunnah of wearing clothes. We all have to wear clothes, right? And in the morning, don't give anyone an appointment first thing in the morning. First thing in the morning, wear your trouser. If you haven't got your trouser on, you make an appointment. So first thing, wear your trouser. And our Shaykh Damat Barakatul says, it's so beautiful, eh? There are only three ways you can wear your trouser. One is with the left hand side first. That is Shaitan's way. Don't do that. We have problems whole day in your life. The second is that you put two chairs and you hang your trouser in between. And you make a runaway in your house and you take a run. And with both legs like a frog, it comes to your trouser. Never try that also. If you break your head, your back, you won't let me try that. The sunnah way, simple. Right side, in with your right head, right side. Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 100 shaheed sawab. And what is shaheed? He doesn't get the sawab of one shaheed, 100 shaheed. And he doesn't die. Shaheed of the battlefield is there after that. But this shaheed is still living. Make amal on another sunnah. And all the time, 100 shaheed sawab in this time. So for every, wear your socks, wear your kurta, everything with the right side, and just keep this in mind that my Nabi sunnah, and see your love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember, these things are from bring to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My ummah is there in turban, in the south of the world, last corner of the world. He's practicing on my sunnah. And making man ahya sunnati. A person who makes my sunnah alive, which is the Qari rahmatullah, hey, man amila biha. By making amal on it, you made that sunnah alive.
Man ahya sunnati faqad ahyani. He has made me alive.
What was it? What was the mission of Nabi sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam? That lifestyle which Allah gave to make it alive in the world.
When you're making amal on a sunnah, you are making that lifestyle alive.
And you are the purpose of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming in this world.
You are fulfilling. So you are making alive that mission. So you made alive the purpose. You making Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his mission you making alive in the world. And each one, what can honor Allah has given us? Where are we? We're not even thorns, we're not even stones compared to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we have the opportunity to make Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission alive.
When we are making amal, whether it's in public, whether it's at a private, making a sunnah alive,
It has got great power, attraction, magnetic force, every sunnah. So man ahya sunnati faqad ahyani. وَمَنْ أَحْيَانِي فَقَدْ أَحْيَانِي. That person has made love to me, has shown love to me. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will never let your love just go like that. You made love to your salams, the farishtas contain. In Haram Sharif, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hears it himself. And he replies to every salam also. And also here, Allah yu'ala wa alama, how beautifully they have explained. Today we know, especially at Hajj time, Ramzan, what crowds there? How many thousands of people? The guards don't let you stop there 1 second also. They just must just go. Everyone is reading salam. So we might think, how does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reply to everyone? Everyone salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, Allah made it sarmuneem ayatina bil afaq wa fi anfusihim hatta yatabayyana lahum annahu alhaq. Allah will show his signs. Today, how many people at this moment, at any given time, how many phone calls are made to the cellular network? The network receives all that. How many SMSs? How many emails? From there, they are sent to Australia, to America, to Philippines, to every part in the world. How many are going and they're returning? Your mail wasn't sent, it was failed. Your message sending was failed. Everything carries on. So when dunya people can make, what is it difficult for them? Allah, and this is Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Rabbul Izzat, see our office hours normally are between 9 and 4. But God office hours. So, but Allah's office hours, 24 hours. 7 days a week, there is no let up. All the time Allah's offices are open. And so to say, when you phone to Allah, you just pick up your hands, your connection is made. You don't have to worry your battery is weak or there is no network or there is no internet access or anything. You just pick up your hands properly and you are connected with Allah. And the best time, 24 hours you can call there. But the best time is middle of the night, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. When everyone is asleep, that is the best time. And Allah Ta'ala hasn't kept a secret. Who will tell you the boss is out. Though the boss is sitting there, but she'll tell you the boss is gone out. Or the boss is in a meeting or something. All the time Allah Himself will take your calls. And when you phone Allah, you won't be told, there's no pre-recorded recording. For English press 1, for Afrikaans press 2, for Zulu press 3. No. You got no language, you are a dumb person. And Allah will hear you even more better. You're a deaf person, you can't hear, you'll hear Allah directly in your heart also. And Allah will, and that phone is never engaged. The whole world together can make their calls. All at one and the same time. There isn't a notice board that you wait your turn, and what attention this client is getting, you'll also get the same client. You don't have to worry. All form one time, and everyone gets full attention by Allah. So Allah Ta'ala is so great. So this clothing of ours, our namazas, our every sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, really please, don't just say just pray, bayan also is entertainment. And if we just go and listen a little bit, or what kind of, let's see now what the bayan will be that was. Take it serious, and really, today, deen, a deen of yusr, deen is easy. We only get impressed when big jawbreakers are used, big technical terms and big technology is used, then we get impressed. Somebody give you a simple solution, no, that's too simple, it doesn't make sense. Until now you have to do test on test, you have to do this, you have to do that, make it very sophisticated, then it makes sense to us. Deen of Islam was for the whole world. For the learned, for the educated, for the simple, for the village people in the jungle. It's a simple thing. We bring ourselves down. Just simply, sunnahs appear too simple for us. We want something sophisticated. Just really make it your niyyah. And our Shaykh Jazamullah Khair, his kitab, Piyar Nabi, ki Piyar Sunnah, the beautiful sunnahs of our beloved Nabi. One sunnah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bring them in our life. And bring them sincerely. And with this consciousness, my Nabi sunnah. And see what won't you get from them. Allah will sort out our problems. The ayat of the Quran Sharif has recited, Allah, each one.
Ayat of the Quran?
Yes. You make amal on it. It's not that we just turn a blind eye to it. That also is another thing. What appeals to us, what makes sense to us, that we can see. Once I had to make a duplicate key. So this the shops that make duplicate keys, they're really small little shops just in between somewhere. So now I was looking for the shop because I had to make. So I found the shop, saw it, now I was looking for it. Then I told him, I passed here so many times, I never saw your shop. So he said, that's human nature. What you don't need, you don't notice. When you want it, then you notice it. So many times we read Quran Sharif, but those ayats that we lack, those our mind falls on them. And the other ayats we just pass by them, like they don't exist.
How in the world
we travel, how many things we don't notice.
So every ayat is a duty for us.
So this ayat and in these times today, when this subject and this department of tasawwuf and Islah and Nafs and connection with Allah Ta'ala, it is out of our mind. If you have a talk and you speak of how to make millions, money, everyone will be there. That everyone wants.
But you say the talk of making ta'alluq with Allah,
it doesn't appeal to us. It's not in our interest.
So this is also a subject of deen.
It's an ayat of the Quran.
It is one faraz that is upon us.
In the ayat of the Quran Sharif, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah for Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
Ibrahim alayhi salam made the dua, رَبَّنَا
وَبَعَثْنِهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ.
Oh Allah, send the Rasul to them. From amongst them the Quraysh.
Oh Allah, you send the Rasul.
Then he made also
in his dua the syllabus of Nabuwat. Ibrahim alayhi salam made the syllabus of Nabuwat for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That he will, the Kaaba is built, the building is there now. Now the work must carry on in the building. For what it is meant. For that you need the person who's going to do the work. So he made dua for the Rasul. What work must he come and do? Then also Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam defined and he made the syllabus. Three particular things. First, yatlu alayhim ayatika. That you will make the tilawat of the Quran Sharif to them. And that you can only make, and what work was of Kaaba Sharif is the work of every masjid in the world. And what work was of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the work of every alim, wardatul anbiya. So this is the work of every masjid also,
and the work of every alim also.
The first is to teach Quran Sharif. The recitation of the Quran, which in our times we call the maktab. Maulana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullah alayhi elaborated on this, that this refers to our makatib, and mubarak and blessed are those people who are doing maktab work in whichever field, wherever. These many people say, we are doing Nabi's work. You people are doing ulama's work, you are teaching in a madrasa. Or you are doing Sufi's work, you are in the khanqa. And we are doing Nabi's work.
No, this is the work of Sayyidul Anbiya. And his first work
to teach Quran Sharif to the people.
The second work, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ.
That was tilawat, recitation, and now ta'aleem, the teaching of Quran and Hadith, which in our times we call the Darul Uloom. So that is also one work. And the third work is وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ تَزْكِيَةَ نَفْسِ.
That is also a work of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many of us, we don't take notice of it.
Even though we have studied tafsir, tarjuma, everything. And we are mufassir in the madrasa.
But tazkiyah is missed out.
Mm-hmm. How important, if the hafizah reads in Ramzan, رَبَّنَا وَبَعْفِهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُ عَلِيهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ
لُخْمَا وَالْكَمْ.
Hafizah, you forgot, وَيُزَكِّيهِ.
So this is all what I also came to say, that many of us as ulama, we also practically in our lives, we have taught Wayuzakkihim.
A person who had to go for an operation, on the appointed day, time, he went to the hospital. Doctor saw that he's very, very frightened, tensed up, can be fine. Very, very frightened.
Doctor asked, why? What's wrong with you? What are you feeling?
He said, doctor, first operation in my life. I'm a young man, my wife is young, 2-3 small children, but you're going to put me under chloroform and a sedative. If I don't come back to life, what will happen? So
So the doctor to console him,
told him, my friend, don't be so frightened.
Your first operation of your life is my first operation.
Now what will happen to the poor patient?
Right? The main point I want to make is, it is that doctor who didn't do housemanship. He got distinctions in theory.
He got hundreds in every theory paper.
But he, under professional old doctors, he didn't learn practically. And now he puts his textbook there and he reads, you must do this, he cuts the patient.
Goes back to the textbook, I must do this, he comes in there.
Now there's a complication.
And now, like many times our Jamaat brothers in Bali, they turn in pages this side, that side. So many things they can read, but they can't decide. They're turning pages all the time. So now he's turning pages, pull that. What must I do? What will happen to the patient?
So if we didn't do housemanship, when we're making Juma Bayan, we're doing operations, spiritual operation. This is small operation. If something goes wrong, cover the staff. And doctor, the hospitals in Urdu, we call it Shifa Khan, where you get Shifa. But the only place there is a mortuary in a town is by the hospital. You don't get Shifa there, you go mortuary again.
First you go ICU, from ICU straight to mortuary. It should be very before time.
So there you just go to mortuary. But if your Ruhani
operation, if it wasn't,
and we have to go into Azab of Qabr.
We have to go into serious Sakarat. We have to, what will happen there?
So we're doing operations,
and we didn't learn how to do operations.
We as parents were advising our children, but we didn't. Our Shaykh said that you became Murabbi without becoming Murabba.
Murabba Jain.
To become Jain, you have to go through a process that throughout everything has to be pounded, it has to be boiled, what and what, then it will become.
And now it can make somebody else.
But yet, we have become Murabbi without becoming Murabba first. We also have to go through the process, then you will become something.
But we just skip this. Right?
So this is a thing that this
nafs is a very, very important aspect in our lives.
So Allah has commanded us, all of you who believe, ittaqullah, bring taqwa into your lives. Make your tazkiyah, purify yourself, cleanse yourself. If you are dirty, you're getting married Sunday morning, 11 o'clock nikah, and you are working in your car, with your overall, all grease and oil, and now you say, oh, only 5 minutes left, and you rush with your overall and grease and oil, then you come here for your nikah, they chase you away. What are you coming like that?
So we are making connection with Allah, but we got all dirt.
And remember the dirt and filth. Allah Akbar. Hazrat Khamir Rahmatullah has given such a beautiful example. One person who got married, 20, 25 years old more or less, but he urinated in vain every night. During urine. So his wife said, what some would do? A grown up, small children, 3-4 years, they do this. Then the mothers stop their liquids, make some tawis, give them medication and everything. You're a grown up man. He said, actually, you know what happens? When I sleep, shaitan comes in my dream. And then he takes you for a very long walk. And after a long time, everyone needs to go toilet. So I tell him, I need to go to the loo. So he showed me an ultra modern hygienic clean toilet. So I can do my thing there. In the morning I realized it happened in the dream. So the wife said, oh, Shaitan, such a good friend of yours. Every night he comes. And he's the Amir of all the evil jinnah Shaitan. And they know exactly where all the money is kept everywhere. So tell him, we need money, we are poor people. What is this in which you make you say, right, I'm here. So I'll tell Shaitan. So that night Shaitan came again and said, my wife told me, he said, no problem, I'll take you now. So he took him where there was a big chest of gold, silver, diamonds, cash, everything. He was very excited, he went and picked it up, it was so heavy, he did number two. So in the morning the wife said, now worse, I told you to bring money, what you did here? So he said, what happened? So she said, what you were doing previously, just do that. That's not as bad as this yet. But in any case, now this is just an example, and most of us just remember the example. The moral of it, that we do, forget. One place I said this, in a lady's bayan, the man, the next day I met him, they said, oh, the women were very impressed with him. So I asked them, but they told you the moral, they say, not even know, only we know the story. So entertain them. Take the moral, that is important. Maulana Thani Rahmatullah said,
how filthy and dirty is a jury. Worse than that, stood in the bed. How?
If you do it in your toilet, you flush it, it's gone.
Sometimes if your flush is not working, it's a problem in the toilet also.
It makes a smell and everything. But there you flush it, it's gone.
In the bed, how then?
We say worse than that, and if this realization we can get, committing of guna is worse than stool and eating. Whenever a person commits any guna, guna of the eyes,
grinding, lying,
anger, this is worse than making urine in the bed
and making stool number two in the bed.
And there is no word for that person.
Ishkat Sharif's riwayat, La'anallahu an-nabih wal-manzoor ilayh.
Allah's la'anat. Ba'd an rahmatillah. A person is removed from Allah's rahmat.
Allah's curses are upon them.
The flames of Jahannam engulf that person, enfold him.
A person who is in such a condition and is smiling and laughing.
You're looking at that woman, you're talking and flirting with that woman, and you enjoying it. Actually, at that time, Allah's azab is on you.
That is not a mad person also.
A person who flames are around him, and he's enjoying it. There isn't a word in any language,
in any dictionary to explain what is the condition of this person.
So what is tazkiyah to come out of that great sanity, insanity of yours?
That great stupidity of yours,
that when you are committing guna, you enjoy yourself.
I mean, how many men every day complain
affairs with other women? Wives catch them on the cell phone, and the fire that lights in the house after that.
But they are happy with that affairs of this.
Hey, people spending whole night sending messages,
getting messages, enjoying themselves.
You are in azab and you enjoying a person.
Allah, Maulana Asadullah Sahib of Saharanpur,
Nazim Sahib have said beautiful Islahi poems.
I'll quote two.
In fact, I only know two, I don't know more.
So anyway,
how beautifully he said that.
One, in Surh Rukhoku. These women with the red cheeks and red lips, blush and that and all that. In surh rukhoku na dekho zinnaha. Never ever look at them. Balho rabbana qina azab al-nar. When you see them, read our nasihi from the fire of Jahannam.
What the Imam Abu Shaykh says, as far as Urdu language is concerned, and as far as Islam and Ruhaniyat is concerned,
as far as language, just see what a comparison makes.
Those red cheeks and red lips, he compared it to the red fire of Jahannam. That it's not red cheeks and red lips, it's the fire of Jahannam. When you sing the fire of Jahannam, and you go and kiss that lips, and you those cheeks, and you're getting enjoyment when you're kissing fire of Jahannam.
Are you a mad person also is not like that? Animal also is not like that. What are you that with this reality, this is what is the soul. And when it comes,
Wallah, our Shaykh says to give up guna won't be easy, not practice. It will be a pleasure to give up guna. To stay away from the fire of Jahannam, that the fire must burn your lips, that you want to embrace that woman, you are embracing fire. When you get saved from that,
what a how wonderful won't you be?
And a person, you don't have this realization that I'm thinking of that woman, I'm looking at her, I'm enjoying with her,
you're enjoying in the fire of Jahannam. Where can you enjoy?
Surh rukhoko na dekho din naha barho rabbana
qina azab an-nar. Save us from the fire of Jahannam.
Another very beautiful form of Hazrat. Ishq al-Huda mein e as'ad.
In the love of this idol worship, idols of the street, the filthy, dirty, naked woman of the street,
in you making love to them, looking at them in videos on the internet,
how many good people, round topi, buzur topi, and amama and kurta here, but at night, wife thinks she's doing work.
They are busy. When the wife wakes up, when she sees on the screen,
what is happening?
This husband of mine, making tahajjud also,
ta'alluq with buzurgs also,
never misses his 4 months also,
and this is what he's looking at?
All this filth and dirt. So this
ishq-e-buta mein hai ashad,
karte ho tum fikre rahat.
Are you thinking you're going to get enjoyment looking at this filth and dirt all this year? Thinking about them, getting involved with them, you think you're going to get enjoyment?
Dozakh mein dhoondte ho jannat ki khabdar.
Are you looking for the comforts and pleasures of jannat in Jahannam? How can you find in Jahannam
the pleasures of jannat? Impossible.
Right? How can you find it there?
So when you are committing guna, you are thinking and getting enjoyment. You are not stupid, you are not mad, there is no word to explain. When you are when in any type of sin and you are thinking, I'll get enjoyment.
Allah's curses are upon you at that time.
Allah, the flames of Jahannam.
At that time, a person, Jahannam is that place. لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى.
Where a person doesn't die also and there's no life in Jannah also.
You are in anxiety, you are parishan.
What other words are there to explain that person who is restless, who just can't find any solace? His mind is out of his mind.
Allah Akbar. Our Shaykh, the Adamat Barakatun says, Khunte magasne, like khunte hooks, like the fishing, bigger like that fishing hook, sharp hooks are on your mind.
Hatore dilpe,
4 pound hammers are pounding in your. Batao ishke majazi mein kya maze. What did you get enjoyment in the fever and fun?
When you get exposed, now you don't know where to go. Your wife doesn't want you.
And what? Not only illicit love affairs. Today, such gunas have been committed that your wife, not even by halala, can become halal for you. Such gunas have been made in the houses today. And all this doubt, you are completely finished.
You don't know where to turn. Nothing is left in your life.
What enjoyment did you get in this first venture? So this is that a person, this is what is the soul. When you got pure,
when you had a diet, you are diabetic,
high levels of sugar,
getting tired by the afternoon,
your eyes are becoming blurred, all the things for you which come with sugar.
Doctor gave you treatment.
Now your sugar is normal. Now you're feeling like a young man again.
You're feeling so nice.
Your blood pressure was very high. You're getting headaches
and all the things that go with blood pressure
or cholesterol, whatever.
So the spiritual treatment, this is there. This is what is there, taqwa. That you get cleansed of all this. And wallah,
when you get that, for example, when you... The major reason for fights in our homes, husband, wife, houses,
Maulana was just explaining to us now, that a couple married for 62 years,
they want to separate now.
They're not compatible. After 62 years, they are compatible
with one another.
Whatever it is, what is all this?
The major reason, 99%, is when the man's eyes are going to other woman.
Then you find, Hazrat has given beautiful scientific explanation also for this. But anyway, when you get saved and you realize,
and this is not going to just happen by your well wishing and by your hopefulness that it must happen, it needs an effort.
Just hoping my sugar will go away, I don't want to go and see doctor.
I don't want to go through all the tests and all the things of all this.
My sugar will just go away.
You are just a hopeful.
And you are today believing.
So all our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatun says that especially the guna of the eyes, other gunas will leave you as old age comes. With the guna of the eyes, Hazrat says he was in India in a bus, he was sitting at the back. On the front seat was a 90-year-old Hindu man. And a young girl came and sat on the seat on the other side. He started gaping at her, not only with his eyes open, his mouth also wide open. And he's just gaping at her.
Then the conductor came and said, Kaka, ticket lady.
Take buy your ticket. Kaka is in a different world.
Kaka doesn't know what is happening. He's shaking Kaka. Kaka, ticket lego.
Kaka doesn't know.
So they say you can become 90 years
more cold than a deep breeze also.
You can't do anything now in your life.
But the guna of the eyes will still not be. And Allah, but there is not a small thing.
The importance of the cleanliness of this which we call tasawwur.
And don't blame ourselves that you be... Remember when you become an alim, you got ilm in deen.
Deen is something else. You got the knowledge of deen. Knowledge...
Muzafade, Arabic, many ulama can understand. Or in English, the genitive is the wheel of the car.
The wheel is not the car.
It's very important, otherwise your car won't move, but you can't call the wheel your car. The wheel is a separate thing, the car is a separate.
Knowledge of deen, knowledge is separate, deen is separate. When you become alim, you can finish Bukhari Sharif every day, you've got knowledge.
Deen is something else, and there is a separate effort to bring deen into your life.
You got knowledge of deen,
effort of deen, which normally in our society, our circle, we call tabligh work effort.
That's the effort of deen. That's not deen.
By that you are making the effort.
Deen is something else.
For deen to come.
Also see the four qualities Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to get married. تُنْكَحُ الْمَرْأَةُ لِأَطْعِنْ لِمَالِهَا وَلِجَمَالِهَا وَلِحَسَدِهَا وَلِدِينِهَا فَبْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ How come about alayhi salatu wasalam?
A woman is married for her beauty, her lineage, her wealth, or for her deen. And there wasn't a 15 لِعِلْمِهَا. But today every alim looks for alim. And every alima looks for alim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say لِعِلْمِهَا. He said لِدِينِهَا. Ilm is different, deen is different.
So deen has to be,
if a person is not an alim, he's got deen, his character is under control, his akhlaq is good,
he doesn't get involved with another woman,
you'll enjoy, that woman will enjoy with him. But if he's the biggest alim, but his temper is not under control.
And very sadly,
this complaint is coming more and more of our young alim, uncontrollable, what is the terrible temper they have.
And what they butcher the young
Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, you are not giving your daughter to somebody to make her cut her into pieces, to butcher her.
Kasaipuni Nero, he is supposed to give her love. She has pulled herself out. Allah Akbar, Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, where she was born,
with, under her parents' eyes, where she grew up, her brothers, sisters, when she says, I'm prepared to marry this man, she knows she's the weaker sex,
the fairer sex, but she has made a sacrifice
more than what men can ever do.
She pulled herself like a piece of silk from among the thorns, from her family, from her environment, her mother,
the father's protection,
the mother's love, and she gave her whole incest to her husband.
In one night, she
gave herself over to her husband.
And now you will butcher her,
you're making her a boxing bed.
Yeah, is she a boxing bed for you? For that,
her father gave her to you. Respect her.
And also think, don't worry of what our daughters. Our wife was also somebody's daughter.
And she's also, even if her parents are not living, but she's someone's daughter, they also got feelings for their daughter.
As today, when your daughter is getting married, now
when husband not treating her well,
now you want ta'weez, now you want
separation, now you want that.
And how did you treat your wife?
So we should remember this.
This is what is tasawwuf.
It will make, wallah, our houses in our homes.
Wallah, that Jannat will come, Allah grant it to us.
Your life in this dunya will become Jannat.
If we realize what the tasawwuf is,
and you go through the process,
husband also, wife also, we cleanse ourselves
of all this dirt and filth.
Jannat is here already.
That Jannat will come.
One time, Allah made me speak to our Shaykh, I said, Hazrat, aapke ta'limat, your teaching, aapne hame Jannat wali zindagi dunya mein di. You gave us a life of Jannat in this world.
Hazrat called everyone in the Tanaka.
Hazrat said, repeat what you are saying.
He said, this is what I want.
This is what must come, not just ritual and customary.
We went 40 days, we became bayat. We don't know what is bayat also.
Bayat hote, bayat jate, we make bayat.
We said, no connection with the shaykh, nothing.
One friend of ours,
we asked him, you became bayat. He said, yeah.
I asked with who? He said, I don't remember. Something or some Saharan food.
So you ask a woman you married, she said, yeah, I'm married. Who is your? I don't know who. I can't remember who is your.
What kind of marriage is that?
What is that going to yield, sir?
So bayat we become after that tanya.
No connection with the sheikh.
What is that? Jitna gehra ta'alluq hoga.
How much you got aqeedat and muhabbat of your sheikh.
And muhabbat? Muhabbat
makes you connect. You can't stay without speaking to your sheikh. You can't stay without your sheikh. When that reality comes,
wallah, see what the tasawwuf will do.
If it is just an outward show,
just some formality that we have to become bad, what is the reality? We don't know connection.
He says, husband is in Bombay, wife is in Delhi, every night they make him dua. Yeah, give us children. Oh Allah, bless our children and children.
If they meet even for 1 minute
in the proper way, inshallah you get results after 9 months.
But just like this, one person,
he telling husband, Shaykh al-Hadith, rahmatullah, so many hundred dua kare, awlaad kare. So awlaad kare.
Hazrat Mustajab Dawah,
after some time, Hazrat also met him. Then, tumhare liye dua karta hu, abhi tak ko aulaad nahi hui. Then, Hazrat Khulafa friends ko, Hazrat
abhi iski shaadi ki hai.
And that was that zamana that we talk marriage, you can't get children. This zamana, everything happens.
This is such a zamana,
everything happens. Anyway, so that is,
I usually say that on the phone, or am I given permission, you can get married on the phone.
On the internet, perhaps they give permission. I'm not a mufti,
and I'm not giving fatwa also.
But it is possible, ijab, qubul, and the witnesses also.
Maybe some ulama give permission.
But if the whole world's muftis give permission,
then you can get a baby online, you won't be able to get a baby online.
So just like that, you're becoming
a parent online,
and the alluq, and many now, that website, everything.
Shares also website,
but that won't give you that faida. You can get information,
not of benefit in it,
but faida is when that contact is there,
the proper contact. That is an person.
So wallah, this the evil of the eyes and what is happening in our homes,
anger, how many of us?
And a person will be surprised.
You might think that my islah is impossible. I can never.
My desire.
And one thing also,
many of us who don't know, myself, we didn't know Allah, what our share.
No matter how much dua we make for our share, it's not enough. No matter how much shukr we make,
how many of us have just,
then I get very evil thoughts.
I will never come right. Evil, bad thoughts.
Evil thoughts are not haram.
Evil thoughts are not guna.
Those that come themselves, you didn't bring them, they just came. You're not responsible.
But many of us are thinking, just because I get so.
And in fact, Hazrat told one time that don't even make dua that Allah, that the evil thoughts must go away. That is your fuel. Your BMW can't move until you put petrol. This is the fuel.
But when that comes, now your car is going to move. Your accelerator, you can do 300 kilometers per hour on your BM.
But you need power brakes also. Whenever some danger comes, then apply your brake.
So evil thoughts,
one time, our Mutawalli, when I was in Germiston previously, and he was about 50 years old that time, we were sitting, and he said, till today I never got a traffic fine. Not for indicators, not for parking, stop street, anything. All of us were surprised, 50 years, never a traffic fine. He said, I never drove a car. If you don't drive a car, how are you going to get a traffic fine?
So if you haven't got desire of guna,
how can you become a worthy of
Allah? How can your imtihan be taken? You have the desire,
but when it stops, street stop.
Where any other woman stop, your own wife, no problem.
Whole night you can enjoy your wife, no problem whatsoever.
But any little bit wrong other side, don't park also there.
Don't make a stop also there.
Don't make a wrong turn also there.
You do the right thing and your whole life
enjoyment you will get. So this is what is the soul, cleanliness of the soul and cleanliness of our inner.
And with that, Allahu Akbar. The minute Allah, Hazrat, one very beautiful form, Hazrat was returning from New York back to Karachi. And Hazrat had to change planes. He was in transit in Damascus. There Allah blessed him with this form. La ilaha muqaddam hai kalma-e tawheed mein.
That the negative is first in our kalima. La ilaha, there is no God.
That it comes first. In our kalima of tawheed, la ilaha illallah. But first is la ilaha, the negative.
غیر حق جب جائے ہیں تب دل میں حق آ جائے ہیں.
The minute the negative goes out of your heart, the positive comes into your heart.
You click, that's all. What is Islam? You just make your Islam, and your Islam has taken place,
Allah comes into your heart.
وہ شاہد و جہاں جس دل میں آئے مزے دونوں جہاں سے بھر کے جائے.
When Allah was coming to your heart, wallah, you the king, uncrowned king of this world.
Nobody will see you as a king,
but you, what enjoyment, in which heart?
Allah, كل يوم هو في شأن.
And every day Allah is in a different splendor.
And Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Ali says, which our
Shaykh taught us,
كل يوم أي في كل وقت من الأوقات
وفي كل لحظة من اللحظات. Every split second Allah is in a different splendor.
And the minute your connection is with Allah,
Allah came into your heart.
Wallah, every moment you make a difference.
Then you sit in the car, you look at the trees, you look at the sky. What is your qudr?
What enjoyment?
Allah, Maulana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri has great, great buzurt. And our Ismail, he says when they were young, and his father, Munshi Sahib, living in Nanda,
he used to eat bhaji,
that, how enjoyment. He said, hey, this stuff is online.
Where do you get enjoyment in bhaji?
Where do you get enjoyment in that? He said, now we realize.
Hey, when you really,
wallah, I say,
cleanse yourself, this, go through this procedure of cleansing, and your simple food.
Maulana Yusuf Binuri Rahmatullahi ke,
he says, tumhari biryani se raat ki sukhi roti mujhe tumhari biryani se zyada pasand hai. Your biryani, you get smell and the spices and the masala and all that. He says,
my night's roti that got left over dry, I enjoyed it more. When you buy, you steal a chocolate from somewhere, you eat it, you won't get it, you feel guilty.
A stolen chocolate, how bad you feel.
You bought a chocolate and you eat it, that you will enjoy.
And one is your beloved gave you a chocolate.
The same chocolate. But now what is the difference of that chocolate which your beloved gave to you? How you release and eat it, that who gave it? If we realize whatever that simple food that Allah gave you this food. Wallah, it can be the most simple food, but how won't you enjoy? Your wife,
Layla Badaste Maula.
Your Layla, and who gave you? Don't look at who she is. See who gave her to you. That Allah gave her to me. She, wallah, she will be the most beautiful. And you protect your eyes. You will, wallah, your wife, you'll see, and your sugar will come. Ya Allah, what a wife you gave to me. How beautiful, how good she is. But today we say, no, my heart is gone cold. My heart is gone off.
Because we haven't got connection with Allah Ta'ala.
Allah Ta'ala,
Hadith Qudsi, man aslaha ma baynahu
wa bayna rabbihi.
A person who corrects his matters between him
and Allah, aslaha Allahu ma baynahu wa bayna rabbihi.
Allah will correct your matters between you and the creation. Oh. If you want to catch a cat, and you catch it by the tail,
it will turn around and scratch you very badly.
Catch it nicely by the neck,
you got it under control.
So whatever problems we have got, financial, health, fights, arguments, whatever it can be,
the solution, but the solution doesn't make sense to us.
The solution is bring deen.
And then correct your connection with Allah, Allah will correct all your matters with everyone.
But we want to go head on to the problem.
We want to solve the problem, whatever it is.
My wife said this, I'll tell her that.
My neighbor, my musalli told us, I will tell him that.
Whatever it is, that's not that you are catching the problem by the tail. And it will turn around and bite you even more.
Once we were in Ziras with our friend, Malana Ibrahim Bab, we were walking from his house to the masjid. It was summer. And on the footpath near the masjid, a big snake was walking across. We all got frightened. But for him, no big problem. He took out his peach tongue sander and he gave the snake one shot on the head. A light shot, dead, finished. You know how to kill a snake? No problem. You don't know? You want to catch the tail by a snake by the tail?
He's going to turn around and bite you. A poisonous snake. So we got poisonous problems, but we don't know how to treat them.
And when we are told how to treat them, then we don't want to accept it. That doesn't make sense to us.
We want to use our lawyers. We got a problem. No, Maulana, he can't give me advice.
You need university counselors.
These counselors, they know how to give. They don't know, can't solve their own problems. Where are they going to solve our problems?
Every problem only can be solved from Quran and Hadith.
But now we're going to this counselor, we're going to that person, we're going to that person. We are getting more and more into problems.
So this is what our tasawwuf is. This is what Islah is. Allah said, ittaqullah, bring the qualities.
If we haven't got ikhlas, whole life's ibadah will go just to waste.
If there is a fault in our iman, biggest problem we have got.
And by repeating La ilaha illallah all the time, Allah will cleanse the heart.
If we got anger, if we got pride in us,
greed of dunya has destroyed how many people? How many cases of this greed of dunya?
One person, a doctor of our country, many years now, but he's in jail till today. Greed
1 month before, he took up insurance policy on his wife. In those days, for a million rand. Month of Ramadan came.
First of Ramadan,
iftari time. He went to takeaways to Mumbai. He arranged everything to get some people to take his wife, rape her, kill her in Ramadan just for that million.
Newspapers ran articles. He didn't have money to pay his telephone account also.
Greed of dunya is a kina.
So if we don't take away this,
no chance of sukoon you'll have in your life.
If you got rahat al-ghina, ghina nafs,
if you have consolement, peace, then that is the greatest enrichment you can get.
You can have the biggest, best
mansion you can build, with all your swimming pool, tennis court, jacuzzi, sauna, everything you can have.
But if you haven't got peace of mind, contentment of heart,
what have you got? You have got nothing.
Al-ghina, ghina nafs.
A person who has these treasures, that person will be made.
This is what is called the soul, the khanka effort.
It's not just making some zikr, just attending a customary, some bayans, etc.
But this change coming to us. Today, very sadly,
our whole deen, we have made it customary.
I have to give my 3 days, I have to go for girls, I have to give 4 months.
Whether any change comes in my life or not,
that doesn't matter. I just have to make fill the register
that I went this year, my 4 months I did it, I did my 40 days.
Every year I have to go for Umrah. Whether I come back worse from there, with the whole dunya I come back.
I don't come back with deen even from there.
Going for Umrah, no namaz in my life. Coming from Umrah, no namaz.
Why there?
More worried of sports and politics.
Then what can?
Just that I make Umrah also. We'll tick the register.
And my Umrah also says,
go Khanka, just a formality.
I became better. I went to the sheikhs, majlis, everything.
But no change in our lives.
5 times a day, namaz, Allahu Akbar.
The aspects of namaz,
try and attend our programs at the Darul Uloom, the Khanka program in Ramadan, where Anwarus Salah is done.
And see what each namaz is supposed to give us.
And where are we in comparison to that?
So my respected elders and brothers,
may Allah bring in me and all of us this reality of what our deen is.
And this comes with the real beauty and essence, which we call ihsan, which we call tasawwuf, which we call bi'at. But Allah said, وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّابِقِينَ.
You must acquire taqwa. If you want to become an engineer, don't go to medical college. Go to engineering college.
You want to become a teacher, go to that facility.
So for taqwa, you should go to the people of taqwa.
But Allah didn't say, go, كُونُوا مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah said, كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّابِقِينَ.
Why?
أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ.
See those people who are sadiq with taqwa, who are genuine.
Otherwise, to make a show of taqwa is not difficult.
To put on the big khanka topi, put on an imama, long kurta, and perhaps colorful kurta, imama.
Very easy people, or very big buzur,
nice jubba, everything. Don't just look at the outward. Check up, is that person?
From Kitabullah, check easy amongst Rijalullah. Use Kitabullah just to check,
broad check, check up whether he has got what namaz is saying, what Quran is saying,
whether he's got those qualities.
Then when you get such a person, make sure he's the right person. Then you follow that person, soul and heart you follow him.
You will come to the right. So don't just follow any person, see who they are.
Today, alhamdulillah, even yet, we have got, mashallah, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib, rahmatullah Ali was here. Hazrat's efforts. Maulana Naeem Sahib is here, Maulana Ilyas Sahib is here.
Either many ulama
who are on the, see who we are following.
Don't just follow anyone.
Who are according to Quran, and Allah gave us all broad understanding what Quran and Hadith teaches us.
What are the,
are these people in conformity, see who we are following.
Otherwise we'll follow people, the Quran, Hadith, Bukhari Sharif. إِنَّا شَدَّ النَّاسِ عَذَابًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ
الْمُصَوِّرُونَ.
The worst punishment will be those people who are engaged with photography, picture making,
in whichever form it may be.
How can we follow such a person who himself will be the hadith says,
أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَذَابًا. So see who we are following.
And we have Allah is kind. When he said, كُونُوا مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ,
first one, it was wajib on Allah that such people must be present. Then only he could give us a command to follow such people.
So inshallah,
understood what I was trying to say.
I hope I understood. Not just the words and the outer, but the reality.
And remember, this is so important,
not only for our spiritual kind, much more for the time of mourning. If we didn't cleanse ourselves spiritually, at the time of mourning, we're going to grave problems in the grave.
And no, I don't like to speak on this, but it's a reality.
Don't say on Qiyamah's Day we didn't want you. We didn't intend you.
That you just made us happy just to do this few things and you all right.
You don't have to worry.
You just give your chillah, you just
spend your Ramzan, you just go for Umrah and you'll be all right.
And you didn't warn us about these things, eh?
If you were going for some business, just for a visa, any passport application, ID book,
and you didn't fill it in right, and somebody tells you, you'll thank that person.
Otherwise, I should go waste my whole day.
That I didn't put this in, I didn't take that document,
what this requirement I didn't.
So these are requirements for them. You should make sure.
Otherwise, may Allah save us. We mustn't face great problems. Allah give us all power.
Inshallah. Next year, end of Rabiul Awwal, the 8, 9 and 10 of February, we'll have an Islami Jalsa at the Darul Uloom, and inshallah Maulana Mazhar Sahib will also be there trying to attend that program. Last year many brothers came and mashallah they expressed how much they benefited, and we can get an idea of what is the soul of the Khanqa is. Otherwise we have wrong impressions of it.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عبد يبلغنا حبك. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. يا الله ہم سب کی اصلاح فرما. يا الله ہم سب کے آپ کی ذات عالی سے نسبت اور تعلق تصریف فرما. يا الله اصلاح اور تصوف کی اہمیت اور ضرورت اور افادیت آپ اپنی مہربانی سے ہماری دلوں میں ڈال دیں اور ہماری دلوں کو اس کے لیے کھول دیں اور بزرگوں کے ساتھ تعلق کرنا نصیب فرما اور صحیح تعلق ہم سب کو نصیب فرما. يا الله ہم سب کی اصلاح فرما آپ کی ذات عالی سے. یا اللہ بغیر کوئی بھی استحقاق کے بغیر ذرہ برابر اہلیت کے آپ اپنی مہربانی سے اپنی ذات عالی کا تعلق ہم سب کو نصیب فرما. یا اللہ عافیت سلامتی کی زندگی نصیب فرما. اور یا اللہ جب وہ آخری لمحہ اور آخری وقت آئے اپنی مہربانی سے ایمان کامل ہم سب کو نصیب فرما. موت سے پہلے ہم سب کو توبت نصوحا نصیب فرمانا. یا اللہ پھر قبر کے بھی اللہ عالی شان زبردست بہترین زندگی ہم سب کو نصیب فرمانا. قیامت کے روز سیدھے یا اللہ عرش کا سایہ نصیب فرمانا. وہاں سے یا اللہ جنت الفردوس کا داخلہ اور ٹھکانہ ہم سب کو نصیب فرمانا. دین دنیا آخرت کی تمام بھلائیاں ہم سب کو نصیب فرمانا. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ سیدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.